Hi everyone, this is Shay,
Brianna,
Josh,
and Hugo.
And our theme we have fixed on for the novel Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury is that humans lose emotional freedom with each other when they suppress their free thought.
We have determined this to be our theme because throughout the novel, we see the best and worst impacts the suppression of free thought has done to groups of people, especially Montag. An example of the positive effects of suppressing free thought is that this forces people to step away from the negative things of the world. This is seen on page 97 when Mrs. Bell snaps at Montag for a book that he read out loud that adjusts depressed thoughts. Quote, "I've always said poetry and tears, poetry and suicide and crying and awful feelings, poetry and sickness. Now I have it proved to me. You're nasty, Mr. Montag. You're nasty." End quote.
This is one for the reasons why they decided to censor self-reflection by burning books. The government doesn't want others to experience these awful emotions.
Exactly. They take away books to suppress these feelings. However, that shouldn't be allowed. The theme of this book isn't necessarily based off the restriction of free thought, but instead the unwillingness of the people to reflect it off their lives. This is evident from page 98 when Montag tells Mrs. Bowles to go home and think of your first husband divorced and your second husband killed in a jet and your third husband blowing his brains out. The key word in this quote is think, because it shows that Mrs. Bowles is lacking.
I see what you're saying, Brianna. So since the people don't reflect of their lives, they're not unhappy. But at the same time, they aren't exactly happy either. In retrospect, they're in a state of equilibrium. Thus, they're emotionally restricted.
So you think it's not their choice?
No, this is all part of the government scheme. Yeah, he exposed the government on page 58, saying if the government is inefficient, top-heavy, and tax-mad, better it be all those than bad people worrying over it. Peace, Montag. Cram them full of non-combustible data. Chalk them so damn full of facts they feel stuffed, but absolutely brilliant with information. Then they'll feeling their thinking, they'll get a sense of motion without moving. Don't give them any slippery stuff like philosophy or sociology to tie up things up with. End quote. This shows that the government discourages people to think philosophically, especially the purpose of their lives. This causes the people to only think as robots without emotions, eventually leading to the suppression of free thought. Thus, they kind of live on more an autopilot state of life and equilibrium, in which they aren't happy nor sad. And this is the epitome of losing emotional freedom.